News Update. Here's Sharon Alsa.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. There's free admission at the Indiana State Fair today as a thank you for the community support after last weekend's stage tragedy. Last night, Maroon 5 and Train held their concert at Conseco Fieldhouse, moved from the state fairgrounds. Train lead vocalist Pat Monahan spoke to our partners at Wish TV Channel 8 ahead of the show.
Any of us could have been up there. It could have been, you know, it was already horrific, but it could have been way more horrific. There could have been 30 more people on stage. When a band comes on stage, so do 25 other people. So, I mean, you know, we just got chills, like, whoa, we got to sit down for a second and, you know, think about all these people.
All proceeds from last night's concert will go to the Indiana State Fair Victims Remembrance Fund. And Colts owner Jim Irsay says he will donate a dollar of each ticket to tonight's game at Lucas Oil Stadium, and he's asking fans to make a $10 donation to the fund. Moment of silence is planned before the game. Governor Mitch Daniels has hired an outside firm, Witt Associates, to conduct an independent investigation of the stage roof collapse. The Indianapolis Neighborhood Housing Partnership is hosting a community breakfast this morning. The 23-year-old organization works to help people become and remain long-term homeowners while supporting the neighborhoods in which they live. INHP President Maura Karlstead says even if people understand their finances and want to become homeowners, organizations like hers are designed to ensure clients know all the options before taking that big step.
Through the process, understand your choices. Understand that it's all about knowing what your choices are, and then when you make those choices, have a very strong sense of their implication to your future.
Nicholas Racines, a real estate expert from the Harvard Business School, will deliver the keynote address this morning at the downtown Marriott. An Indiana criminal justice official says housing restrictions for convicted child sex offenders don't work and should be revised. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Indiana Sex Offender Management and Monitoring Program Executive Director Adam Deming told a legislative commission Thursday that there's no scientific data suggesting restricting housing locations for registered sex offenders does any good for the community or the offender. Instead, he says it often isolates and ostracizes someone trying to rehabilitate themselves.
It prevents them often from living somewhere or getting a job and creating more likelihood, in fact, that they'll go out and commit new crimes, maybe even new sex crimes.
In Indiana, residency restrictions apply mostly to child sex offenders. Hammond Representative Linda Lawson, a former sex crimes investigator, says while she doesn't think shunning sex offenders does much good, in her experience, there are reasons to continue to keep child sex offenders away from children.
Because they're shunned by adults and the kids are still available, so they do create relationships with kids.
The commission will consider the issue as it continues to work on revising Indiana's criminal code. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
25-year-old IMPD officer Kyle Fleck has been arrested for drunk driving. Police say Fleck, who was off duty, crashed his squad car into a parked vehicle at Keystone at the Crossing last night. No injuries reported. A new Indiana law that removes the names of candidates facing no election opponents from election ballots isn't sitting well with candidates, political parties, and election officials who predict the change will confuse voters. Ballot provision cleared the General Assembly this spring as part of a lengthy bill changing various election rules and procedures. It took effect July 1st. WFYI weather. This morning, some patchy fog. Otherwise, partly sunny later today with a chance of showers and storms. High 88. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low 67. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a chance of showers and storms. High 90. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms. Highs near 85. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 68 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Sharon. 634 in sports. Two undrafted rookies hope to make an